I'd like you to turn with me just for a moment to Jude, the epistle of Jude. And just going to read one verse there, Jude verse 3. It's one that we're familiar with and I have quoted on many occasions. The writer of that epistle, of course, establishing the premise or the thesis of his letter as he deals with false teachers. He said, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints." And we talk about this passage quite often, and we emphasize the importance of contending for the faith. The specific context has reference to false teachers who would come in and teach something other than what had been delivered, the faith once for all delivered. Well, this evening, we have been discussing in my class the Dead Sea Scrolls and the fact that a document that was discovered in the late 1940s helps to verify the accuracy of the Old Testament text. For those of us who are Christians, it should not surprise us that the Bible is accurately preserved for us today. It was God's intent to reveal himself for man, and is indicated in this text with regard to this new covenant that was first spoken of by his son and confirmed by those who heard him, that these texts, these verses, this will that God has delivered to us, he intended to be for all men for all time. And I think that God's providence has a part to play in this. I trust that God, who had the ability to deliver his word, certainly has the ability to ensure that word is preserved for us so that it is as accurate and applicable to us today as it was in the first century to the Christians at that time. So this text in Jude 3, we talk about the need to contend for the faith, but we want to emphasize for our lesson this evening that the faith has been once for all. Once for all, that indicates a single time from now until the end, the delivery of the faith, delivery to the saints, once for all. And so that text that we find from the book of Matthew to the book of Revelation, just as from the book of Genesis to the book of Malachi, is God's will for us, and we have it, and we can know God's will because it has been preserved for us, and it is certainly something worth fighting for, contending for. The truth will set us free. Jesus Christ established his truth and will for us, and we must follow it and heed it and fight for it so that we might be pure before him and acceptable in his sight. And so we're going to offer an invitation at this time to anyone who is here. That gospel to which we refer is the power of God to salvation. We have it accurately reserved for us, preserved for us. We want to share that message with you. If you've never heard the gospel preached before, then we would like to take the time to share with you the message. Please talk with us. Give us an opportunity to do that. But this evening, if you have reached a point where you are aware of and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, you believe that he died a sacrificial death after having lived a perfect sinless life, you believe that he was resurrected from the dead, then you have sufficient faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. We offer you that opportunity to do that this evening. If we can help you or assist any other in some spiritual way, then we offer ourselves to you. We ask that you come. While together we stand while we sing.